Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Saw my guy Ty Dunn on Radio Row, one of the best NFL writers in the business. Make sure you check out his website, golongtd.com. And now joining us on behalf of Go Long, talk a little NFL offseason with us no longer having football with us with games to look forward to, is the great Ty Dunn. Ty, appreciate the time. How you been?
What's up, man? Great to see you down there in NOLA on Radio Row and out on the town as well. Briefly, we were ships passing in the night, but we made a point to make it happen. It's always great to put the face with that voice, man, that booming football god of a voice that I've heard for many a year.
I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. For a second, I'm like, where did I see Ty Dunn out? And then I started to remember it, because when you get to New Orleans, I remember seeing you at Media Row. I now remember where I did see you when we were out. So appreciate you jumping on board. Let me start you off with this. Let's go with Rodgers. I feel like for the last few off seasons, Rodgers has been the biggest storyline. We know that the Jets are going to let him go. What does your gut tell you right now where Aaron Rodgers playing football next year?
I like the way you framed it, because it's a gut feeling. I this isn't based on specific conversations with execs, with coaches, because I think all that's going to happen next week in Indianapolis, and we'll all get a clearer picture of the situation, Zach. But I think this is Bill Belichick in quarterback form. I think that he probably wants to play, wants to start, wants to make money, and I'll be surprised if a team gives him that opportunity. I don't know how a GM, a head coach, hell, an owner, can see what happened in Green Bay, can see what happened with the New York Jets, and allow Aaron Rodgers to nuke your building in the same form and fashion. Is he really going to want to start for a team at quarterback and just play quarterback? I would be shocked if that's the case for somebody that we've seen the same storyline play out again and again and again. It's bringing the buddies, whether they're coaches, whether they're players. It's pseudo GM, assistant GM, assistant to the assistant GM, Dwight Schrute-esque. I don't know. I mean, it's so obvious at this point, right? It's not just one of us kind of trying to explain this to people from conversations behind the scenes. It was on full public display. I would even though there are a lot of options out there at quarterback via trade, free agency, the draft, I don't know why any team would do it.
So you think he's getting shut out completely is what you're saying?
It's a gut feeling, right? I think that it's Bill Belichick is the greatest coach ever, and nobody wanted him to come in and completely take over a building. Right, you bring in Bill Belichick, it's not just to coach the team. He's going to want to have some personnel control. We saw how his drafts ended there in New England. He left Elliott Wolf with, you know, bare cupboards, really. There's a lot more that goes into it than just saying Aaron Rodgers is a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. Of course he should start day one. You're bringing in a lot more than that, just like you're bringing in a lot more than just Bill Belichick coaching your defense, coaching your team. I don't know. Maybe there's a desperate owner out there, but Woody Johnson, not one of the best owners, to put it mildly. So he was duped. The Jets were duped. I don't know who will get duped again.
So I only have two destinations where I would actually want to see him. One would be Pittsburgh, and then if the Rams actually move off of Stafford, which I don't fully believe, I'd be okay linking up McVay and Rodgers for a year out in L.A. How about those two spots?
I think Rodgers would probably love to go out there to L.A. and play for the Rams. I don't know why Les Snead and Sean McVay would want him, though. And you're right. I'm that's where I'm at right now with the Matthew Stafford stuff, too. I get it. You've got this young defense. When they actually had draft picks, they drafted really well. Jared Verse is a beast. I mean, Kobe Turner across the whole D-line. At the same time, like, you have one of the best quarterbacks in football. You're really one Jalen Carter sack away from getting to and probably winning an NFC championship game and getting to the Super Bowl. I'm kind of stunned that they just can't figure it out. Maybe there's something else there that we're not privy to. I think that he gut feeling again, probably stays with the Rams, probably cooler heads prevail. They get to a number. And the Steelers, yeah, we all saw the wink and a nod during that Packers-Steelers game a few years back. I don't know, though. I think Mike Tomlin is too smart to, and has been through too many retreads, too many mistakes post Ben Roethlisberger, really hanging on to Ben Roethlisberger a season too long. They've kind of figured out how this thing can go wrong at quarterback via draft picks, veteran pickups. It feels like Aaron Rodgers is just in that, but I don't know what the Steelers do at quarterback, but I would really be surprised if they talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers pushing them over the top in a division with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. You never know, right? You never know. Maybe these defensive coaches think all I need is a quarterback who with some pelts on the wall to get over the hump. But I think that maybe we're reading a little too much into that image. And I think it was like a CBS game a few years ago, right? I don't know if there's anything there.
Talking to Ty Dunn, when you get to Sam Darnold, I don't think he'll be back in Minnesota. They're going to J.J. McCarthy. That's my feel on it. Placing Sam on a team is not easy. What do you feel right now with Sam?
You're right. He played himself into the opportunity. I know it ended terribly, right? He did turn into that pumpkin like everybody thought he would at various points during the regular season. Think back to that Jacksonville game. That was ugly, but they win that game. And man, he was gangbusters for about a month and a half. He proved that he warrants the opportunity to start, to get one of those middle tier contracts that we've seen, right? I think Baker Mayfield is in that bucket. Daniel Jones got a lot of money. Maybe it's that kind of contract that a team can talk themselves into when it comes to Sam Darnold, even though it ended so poorly. The Raiders come to mind. I would just be kind of shooting from the hip. I don't know. The Giants would be intriguing. I would really love to see Sam Darnold get with another really bright offensive mind, because Kevin O'Connell is one of the best, if not the best, at schematically just layering an offense. There were options all over the field, and Sam Darnold ran that thing beautifully. Yes, he had Justin Jefferson. Yes, he had Jordan Addison. But let's give Darnold some credit, too. He played really good football last year. I think that sour taste in our mouth is warranted, but people will remember what they saw most of the season. Selfishly, I would love to see a coach like Brian Daboll work with Darnold and see what they could do together. I don't know if that's the fit, but I think if he's with a really good offensive mind, maybe it's not what we saw in 2024, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he warrants whatever that deal is, $40 million a year.
Ty Dunn here with us. The first two picks of the draft, and I'm sure we'll get more clarity next week, or you'll have different takes because everyone gets in the same room. People start to talk and loose lips and all that stuff. I do think one of Tennessee or Cleveland will end up taking a quarterback, and I think Cam Ward will be the first quarterback taken. Who do you lean right now? Is it Cleveland or Tennessee taking that quarterback, in your opinion?
I thought you were going to bring up Abdul Carter, and I was going to have to storm off the set, you know, a la Warren Sapp. That, by the way, to kind
bizarre.
Of like Radio Row all week, there's so many interviews and there's so many headlines. The fact that you and Warren Sapp had that moment, and it just freight train plowed through all of the headlines, says a lot about you, man. That was a great interview, great back and forth.
Well, I've had a lot of arguments on the air, and that was the dumbest one because it wasn't contentious. You would think the first 10 minutes we loved each other. We were having like a fun conversation, going back and forth, smiling, laughing. And then I'm just like, all right, where's Abdul Carter? You just said the three players, and he's like, Abdul, he's like, when was the last time Penn State produced a good pass rusher? I'm like, I don't know. Some guy by the name of Micah Parsons. It's like, there's beef between Sapp and Parsons. That's what I learned after that conversation.
Exactly. There's something else there. And I promise I'm not filibustering because I do love Cam Ward. I'm no draft expert, but I just from what I've seen and the people I've talked to, he's got a game that's got some pop to it. Like, he's got a big arm. He's got some mobility. I feel like you can
He reminds me of a poor man's Ben Roethlisberger. That's what I keep on going back to with Cam Ward.
I like it. That's a great comp. And hey, my Syracuse Orange, they took it to him. So, you know, credit where credit's due to the Orange in Central New York. But I feel like both of those teams need a quarterback. It's just, when do you pull the trigger? And my mind immediately goes back to here in Buffalo, having the chance to draft Patrick Mahomes. The owner loves Patrick Mahomes, but they don't want to rush into it with a new coach. The new coach wants to try to win now, build a culture, push it down there. I'm not saying Cam Ward's got to be Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like the Titans kind of changing things at the top, or Brian Callahan in his second year, new GM, a lot of change there. They might be thinking, let's just see what the quarterbacks look like next. There's no guarantee that you're going to be in position to draft the top quarterback next year. And it could be some paralysis by analysis, and they'll be thinking about all those guys at the top of the draft. When it comes down to it, you've got a shot to take a quarterback, and usually those teams take the quarterback. I don't know why they wouldn't, right? Unless you just absolutely love Carter or love Travis Hunter. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's that one sure thing in this draft. So that tends to make you think they'd go quarterback there in Tennessee.
So you think they're going to take Cam Ward 1? How about 2 and 3 then with the Browns and the Giants? How do you think the next two picks shape on out?
Oh, man. Now you got me mock drafting. I always promise readers, if I ever do a mock draft, just, shoot me to the cornfield, cancel me forever. I can't stand them, but we're only doing a couple picks.
Yeah.
So we'll let it slide.
Well, don't worry. My next question is all the rest of the first round. Don't worry. I'm going to make you do 32 picks here.
On X, I love saying, here's mock 13.0, and then I just link to, a Jim Croce video from 1973. Just Rick Rollin with Operator. The Browns, what are the Browns going to do at quarterback? I don't think that they or the Giants can just wait and hold their breath and hope they get their quarterback in the draft. They're going to do something. Something's going to go down in Indianapolis. They're going to have conversations around the league and, cover their bases. Maybe they do what Atlanta did last year. Maybe not to that extreme, but you sign a quarterback and you draft. I think that they'd like to double up. Maybe they can package Deshaun Watson somehow into a Myles Garrett trade. And it doesn't sound like they want to trade Myles Garrett, but anything can happen there in Indianapolis. That seems high for Shedeur Sanders, right? You don't want to just take a quarterback because you can take a quarterback. Maybe the Browns they just need talent everywhere. Maybe they just take whoever's the best on their board. Maybe it's Carter. Maybe it's Travis Hunter. I don't know. I think the Giants have to do something before the draft, right? You're really hoping and praying if you don't do something in free agency for the Giants.
Well, it's going to be interesting because last year they were hoping to get a quarterback and they didn't like the guys that were available. They got shut out and they just had to run it back with Daniel Jones. So you're probably right. They may have to double dip where you get a solid veteran and then, hey, if your guy's still there at 3, you also take him as well and then you try to figure it out. You mentioned Myles Garrett, Ty Dunn. Go along td.com. Make sure you check it out. So I think he'll get traded by the conclusion of the first round. I know that the Browns don't want to trade him right now, but that's ultimately going to change. They really have no leverage here. I keep on going to five teams: Commanders, Bills, Lions, Eagles, Chiefs, and I think you get a good bidding war there. Who's the one team that stands out really over the rest that you feel, I don't want to say confident, but you look at them and you end up saying, okay, I could see Myles Garrett being on that team next year.
I think you just nailed the timing of it too, because it doesn't really benefit Cleveland in any form or fashion, privately, publicly, with anybody in the media, to telegraph that, yeah, we will deal Myles Garrett. But at the end of the day, you're not competing for anything anytime soon. You're wandering aimlessly at quarterback. It makes sense to trade him. To reset, to restart, to get what you can. And you're right, there is a market for him. There's going to be a good 3, 4, 5 teams that will be willing to trade a ton of draft capital for Myles Garrett. Look, I don't think this is a Von Miller situation. We saw that in Buffalo. They gave a lot of money to Von Miller. And maybe he would have been everything they needed if he didn't tear his ACL
Sure. That
first year. He was playing really well. He had 7 or 8 sacks and then he tore that knee up. He's not that old, right? He's not at that point of his career. I think he's still in his prime. He just won Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. So what does that mean? 2 first-round picks? Would a team really go 3 first-round picks? You might see a Les Snead, F them picks kind of move from a GM. And why not? If you're Washington and you've got Jane Daniels,
right,
and you've got that window of opportunity with his contract to go for it, you should, right? You should. That defense, they need a lot of pieces, but Myles Garrett is about 2 or 3 of those pieces in one. We just saw it in the Super Bowl. You get a pass rush when you don't have to blitz. It makes everybody else look better, right? That's going to be the big swing. Teams are going to try to just do what Vic Fangio did, not blitz at all if they don't have to, and have 4 guys that annihilate the offensive linemen across the line of scrimmage. Old school football, that game brought us all back to what football really is. Myles Garrett makes that happen for you if you're the Commanders. He is going to help everybody. So, yeah, I think if you're Washington, you're absolutely putting in the best possible offer you can. I think Buffalo would love to, but I don't know if Buffalo's in position to make the kind of offer that Washington can.
So why not? So I'm just like looking at this. I have confidence Howie will do whatever it takes. I think Veach is obviously going to be in every conversation. I think Adam Peters is going to be the most aggressive team here with the Commanders. The Bills and the Lions, to me, though, are the most intriguing because they're so close, and this could be the player that puts them over the top. So why do you feel like the Bills may not be in position to do so?
Well, they definitely have a little more flexibility this spring versus last spring. They ate Stephon Diggs' money last year. They're not out of the woods. I'm not sure exactly how much cap room they have, but it's not a lot. And they've got Terrell Bernard up for an extension, James Cook up for an extension, Khalil Shakir, if you want to pay him. So all GMs like to pay their homegrown guys if they can. And I'm with you. I think they should just try to win now. You got this window with Josh Allen. He's the reigning MVP. Why wouldn't you try to add that kind of threat on the other side of the ball? I don't know. I tend to think Brandon Bean's a pretty honest guy. Like, in a world, in a profession full of BSers, he usually shoots straight at the podium. And after the season, in so many words, he repeated, you can't think that you're one player away. That's a dangerous mindset. You can't be obsessed with one team like the Chiefs. That's a dangerous mindset. I think they are going to try to treat that roster, like he says, a chemistry experiment, and tinker where they can. They don't want to get in a position where you gut your draft capital and you hurt your salary cap, and 2-3 years down the line, you're completely starting over for a year, and then you ruin a year of Josh Allen's prime. I think he's scared of that. Now, what the Bills should do, Zach, is actually take a chance on some red flag, quote-unquote, character risk players. It's a really close team. The bonds are tight. But at the end of that first round, early second round, it'd be nice to see them take a chance on somebody who trickles into that range that maybe teams are passing on. They never do that. It might be time to go that route and find that player.
Yeah, and just don't trade with the Chiefs this year. Don't do that in the draft, because they should be done trading with the Chiefs in the draft. He is Ty Dunn from GoLongTD.com. Ty, always great to have you on. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Zach. Thanks so much, man.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.